Danke, Peter. Die zweite Frage wäre wegen den Blasen. Wir würden Sie gerne auf Englisch den Wissenschaftler stellen. Geht das jetzt?
Ja.
Es geht,
es geht
um die Frage, welches Gas aus dem Eis austritt, wenn er mich nicht versteht.
Ich gebe weiter an den Mike, okay?
The gas coming out of the ice. The gas is trapped in the ice as it forms.
It's evaporated.
Hello?
Which kind of gas evaporated?
I'm sorry, I can't understand.
I will say it again for the kids. The question is, which kind of gas evaporated?
Some of the gas coming out of the air, out of the lake, is a little bit like air. It has some nitrogen and some oxygen, and is not exactly like air, but very much. Other gas deep in the lake is methane. It comes out of the bottom of the lake. We think it's made by life living deep in the lake.
Thank you very much.
Types of gas.
Thank you, we understood it. First, kid will ask you something.
Yes, go ahead.
Did you enlarge the hole in the ice? Have you been diving in the lake?
We have punched small holes in the ice to put cameras and electronic devices down to look into the lake and to test the water. About a week from now, we will probably start putting a large hole in the lake to begin diving to see these wonderful mat communities. These are small cities that microorganisms build in the bottom of the lake. So sometime this coming week, we will put a hole in that is large enough for our free divers to go look at these beautiful microbial mass.
Thank you very much. Another question?
Why do you call it the places like Lake Untersee Oasis?
It is called the Untersee Oasis because it's a sea in the middle of kilometers and kilometers of ice, but suddenly there is a little place here where very little snow falls. It's called an oasis because it has water underneath the ice, and it has land that is not snow-covered for life to pick up the sunlight and food from the soil. So it doesn't look like an oasis in the Arabian Desert, but in Antarctica, if you look on a Google map, you'll see a dark little spot that is the range of mountains that are clear of snow surrounding us, and they look very different from thousands of kilometers of snow and ice all around us. So years ago, people from many European countries that explored this area named these oases because suddenly there was no more snow. There was just rocks and soil and lakes.
Thank you, Mike. Two questions, and I thank you for the interview. Christian will ask you something.
How far away are you located from the shore of the Antarctica?
We are about 120 kilometers or 130 kilometers from the shore of Antarctica.
Thank you. The last question.
Is that the reason why you don't find bigger animals in that area?
There is very, very little for animals to eat here. It's very cold, very dry. They have difficulty even getting at the water in the lake because it's frozen all year round. There are two kinds of birds that come here. The ones we see the most are these beautiful petrels, the snowy white petrels. They look like angels. They're like graceful, graceful seagulls. They come here to spawn the next generation, but it's such a harsh land, they have nothing to eat for the whole time they're here. Very much like the penguins moving inland for their mating season and not having anything to eat for months at a time. So very harsh land, very little to eat. The life that lives here depends primarily on sunshine, on being able to grab energy from the sun during a few months in the summertime. And then that life feeds everything else at the bottom of the lake or deep in the soil.
Thank you, Mike. We did understand you very well, and I will translate it to the children. At last, please, can you give me back Birgit for a few words?
Absolutely. Thank you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Birgit, wir haben heute von Jensel da von der Kronenzeitung. Ich gebe ihn dir jetzt weiter, vielleicht möchte er dir noch einige Fragen stellen. Wir haben sehr gut verstanden. Ich bekomme allerdings von dir seit 3 Tagen keine E-Mails. Habt ihr technische Probleme?
Ja, leider haben wir Probleme mit dem Laden gehabt, aber es kommt nicht mehr.
Wie laden die Akkus bitte? Birgit, bist du noch da? Fujiyama.